Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 to just let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
To applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday. As we consciously come into communion, linking hearts and minds across the airwaves, to connect with the ground of our being, the source of all that is God in us, as us. I emphasize that over and over and over, because it's very easy to revert back to the traditional way of thinking that God is somewhere apart from us. That there is God somewhere in the heavens, wherever we decide to attribute heaven to be. And then there is us struggling, wrestling, fighting with life. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Almighty, the Divine, the Infinite One is right where we are. When we truly believe, understand, and accept that we are, when we are praying to a God that is in us, and that in truth, we're not praying to a God that is somewhere separate from us. It is really the self speaking to the self, because we are aspects of God. It is not that we are trying to convince God to do something for us. We are convincing ourselves that God can do it. When I hear people tell me that they are praying hard, that they are praying lengthy, that they are praying with such fervor, God doesn't need all of that. God simply needs your faith. Your faith and acceptance and trust that she is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than you can ask or think. Our teacher taught us all the ways that were necessary or needed to connect and to work with the source of all that is. And yet we know it, but yet we don't do it. So as we continue with our series of the 12 things God cannot do, today we're looking at the sixth law, that God's law cannot be annulled. The laws of God cannot be invalidated, cannot be cancelled, cannot be voided. You know, we have the laws of mathematics or the laws of science or civil laws or moral laws. I'm not talking about any of those. We spend 12 weeks looking at the universal laws. And I believe that this particular sixth law of what God cannot do, cannot contradict, cannot invalidate, are those laws. And so to recap, we have the law of divine oneness. That awareness, that understanding, that acceptance that we are all connected. Every single thing in creation is connected to the other. Because we all have the spirit of the sacred permeating in and through us, both animate and inanimate objects. We are all vibrating with life, which is the second law, the law of vibration. That everything that exists in the universe, it consists of pure energy. And it has a vibrational frequency or pattern to which it is emanating and vibrating at. Those of us that are around my age or older will remember the 60s when we used to speak of the vibe. In terms of music or where people were at. And it's coming back around. We're talking about how people are vibing at a certain frequency. Because as we expand in consciousness, there's an awareness that not everybody's vibration is the same. That not everybody's vibration you want to be around or in. And that's okay. We accept this universal law that everything is vibrating and it's vibrating at the frequency at which it is consciously able to. It doesn't mean we judge it for being lesser or higher. It simply is an awareness that it's not something, if it's a lower vibration, that we need to be. People have failed to understand what the vibrations are. When I used to do angel reads, I'd explain it to people that we all understood the maximal expression, or we could cut the atmosphere with a knife. We've all been in a room when there's been an argument, you can feel and sense it. It's the vibration and the tension we can feel. And for some people, they allow themselves to dwell in a negative vibration because they refuse to change the way they think or what they believe. And because we have the gift of free will, then we have to allow that's just the way they are. We always want to help people evolve and improve and be better. But sometimes they're just not able to raise their vibration to where they need it to be to experience the blessings of God. The third law that we studied was the law of action. To achieve something, one must take action. I so love that because it so applies to me. All the wishful thinking in the world will not get me fit unless I take the action of going out there and exercising. I try and fob it off with that I'm doing a little stretching and that will do. But I know that only as I take action in whatever it is that I want to achieve or accomplish, will it happen? All the New Year's resolutions I used to make simply remained pie in the sky because I failed to take the action that was required or necessary. As we're looking at the sixth law, that God's law cannot be annulled, the things that God cannot do, God cannot bless us with what we are seeking if we are not prepared to take the action towards it. When the Bible says that we walk by faith and not by sight, it is requesting that we take action through our faith to get whatever it is that we are seeking or wanting from God. I think it is in the Psalms it is written that as we draw near to God, God draws near to us. We have to make some form of action towards whatever it is if we are to achieve or accomplish anything. The fourth universal law is the law of correspondence. That our outer world is always going to correspond with what is going on in our inner world. You can't expect to experience peace and harmony if your inner world is full of thoughts and beliefs that are tormenting you, that are confusing, that are disturbing, that are whatever it is, the opposite or contrary to peace and harmony. If you want your outer world to reflect the higher qualities, the higher frequencies, then you have to do the work on your inner world to ensure that it reflects the same. I say it constantly, if not every week. The spiritual work is not for the faint-hearted. Because we have to continuously be efforting at becoming and being a better person. Our teacher said you cannot put new wine in old wineskins or put a new patch on an old garment because it would tear. If we are continuously in the habitual and old way of thinking and being, worrying and fretting, being anxious and confused or disappointed or whatever, then all of that that is going on inside of us will be reflected outside of us. Make no mistake. This is an immutable law, and it cannot be voided or cancelled out. When we're looking at the 12 things that God cannot do, God's laws cannot be annulled. This is one of them. We have the fifth law, the fifth universal law, the law of attraction. Like attracts like. As we did the series a while back, I shared with you that there are subtle nuances between each of these laws. If you want to attract love in your life, then learn to be more loving. If you want to attract more blessings in your life, learn to be more giving. If you want to have more things to be grateful for, then practice being grateful for what you already have. Whilst it may not be perfect or exactly what you want, again, as we start to vibrate in the frequency of that, what it is, as we start to trust in the law of correspondence, we know that whatever it is that we are starting to vibe at and hold within in our consciousness, we will surely attract, because like attracts like. This is an immutable and infallible law of God. It cannot change. My beloved, our teacher, our way shower, our Jesus, went to great lengths to demonstrate by example, to teach us these things, to show us these things, to remind us of our innate and inherent divinity, to share that we have to have the mind that was in him Well, as it was written, the mind that was in Christ Jesus, we had to allow that mind to be in us. That mind is the awareness, the consciousness of our oneness with the sacred. That we are the vessels, the conduits through which God expresses through. God can only do for you what God can do through you. God is not dropping your blessings from the sky. God is using you to bless yourself with. So as we continue with what of the now the sixth law that cannot be annulled, the law of cause and effect. Whatever you send out into the universe is what will be returned back to you. Like a boomerang. In Buddhist philosophy, we talk about cause and effect, that whatever a man is thinking, he is setting into expression the causation of those thoughts. I can't remember whether it's in Proverbs or the Psalms where it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Every cause will have a corresponding effect. We get to choose the thoughts we hold on to. We get to choose the thoughts we allow to dwell in our consciousness. We get to choose which thoughts we are keeping uppermost in our minds, in our hearts. So my beloved, be conscious of whatever those thoughts are. They will have and will produce the corresponding effect. The seventh law is the law of compensation. You get as good as you give. The opposite is also true. If you don't give, don't expect to get. The law of compensation is always, you will never have good returned if you are giving out bad. You can never give out bad and expect to receive good. The law of compensation does not work that way. It works on like for like. The eighth law, the law of perpetual transmutation, is the reminder that the universe keeps changing. The universe is constantly changing. I so love the Bible quote that says, behold, I make all things new. God is continuously doing a new thing. The universe, the cosmos, the stars, the galaxies, are forever changing. There is constant birthing and dying, renewing and releasing. It is the law of the universe to change. The ninth law is the law of relativity. This law states that every individual is tested by the universe. We know that Jesus himself was tested. In the Garden of Gethsemane, he wished to have that which he knew was coming to pass, for him not to have to endure it. But in the end, he recognized, not my will, but thy will be done. Each and every one of us, no matter who we are, where we are on this journey called life, we are tested. It isn't some cruel thing that God is playing with us. It is simply an opportunity to grow and move beyond fear into the trust and faith in the Almighty and Supreme Being, which we are ever in its presence. Whilst I know that God is energy, a spirit, I love and constantly refer to the Bible quote which says that underneath are the everlasting arms of the Father. I know that I am held, I am supported, I am embraced by God. So whatever in life tests me, I come back to this unchanging and unfailing truth and unfailing law. The tenth law is the law of rhythm, that everything goes through cycles, rhythms, and patterns. When we reflect and look back at our lives, we can see the cycles that we go through, from birth to childhood, to teenage, to adulthood, to elder. And if, like me, you believe in reincarnation, at the end of it, when we transition, if we so choose, we come back and the cycle begins again. The 11th law is the law of polarity. Everything in the universe has an opposite. If there is light, there is dark. If we have white, we will have black. If we have joy, we will have sadness. If there is male, there will be a female. There is opposites in everything that exists in our universe. But sadly, we have tended to fear those opposites which we consider, what adjective shall I use? Harsh. So we want to escape the things that make us sad. And yet if we didn't have the things that make us sad, how could we enjoy and appreciate the things that gave us joy and pleasure and made us happy? If we didn't have the so-called dark times, how could we appreciate the times what we might define as the light-filled times? When we understand that there is a law of polarity, that when the pendulum swings in one direction, it will surely swing back in the other direction. For that is the law of polarity. And the 12th law is the law of gender. All things have masculine and feminine components. Each and every one of us, irrespective of the gender that we are, consists of both the masculine, the intellect, and the feminine, the intuition, both the doing and the being. We need both aspects in order to be whole. Just as we needed both the male sperm and the female egg to be combined in order to create life. These 12 universal laws are God's laws, which cannot be invalidated, which cannot be cancelled out, which cannot be changed, which cannot be annulled. Man's moral laws, man's silver laws, man's laws, they are changeable and subject to change and subject to all manner of distortion. But God's laws are unchangeable. And so my sacred text that I want to share to confirm what I have said is first Romans 7:12. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Psalms 19:7-8. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the law, Lord, are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Psalms 1:7-8. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. In Luke 21:33, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words and my laws will by no means pass away. So my poem is by Deborah Ann, and she always has a Bible quote that she uses to inspire her. Her Bible quote for this poem is from Philippians 1:6, saying, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Don't let your heart forget all God has worked in you. Don't you ever doubt. He will see things through. For in your life he's working out the details of all things, and it gives his heart pleasure when you try out your eagle wings. You will have high mountains, low valleys, and rough seas too, but you can rest assured his eyes are always kept on you. For within each test and trial, new things he is doing, and with each one your faith in him, he is renewing. Don't forget the good things in you that God has begun, for he will not give up on you until the day you're with his son. My story today, do I have an author? No, I don't, but here we go. John was a hiker. He used to travel to different places across countries. One day he made a solo trip to a forest and he started walking. There was a heavy rain. It was difficult for him to walk as it was slippery. So he decided to stay in one place for that night and continue the journey in the morning. The rain stopped in the morning, but there was a heavy fog and the path was still slippery. He continued walking and came near a cliff. It was a beautiful sight, and he started enjoying nature. In the process, he lost his balance and fell, but luckily he hung onto a tree branch, but he could not see anything because of the fog. As time passed, he was still hanging on the branch. Suddenly he heard a voice, "Leave the branch, you will be safe." John replied, "Who are you? And from where are you talking?" "I couldn't see anything." The voice, "I am God, John." "God? No, I do not believe that you are God." Voice, "My son, how will you believe me then?" "John, you save me first, then I will believe you." Voice, "Okay, leave the branch." "John, no, I cannot, because I do not have faith in you." After that, he could not hear anything. He continued to hold onto the branch. And then a snake on the tree bit his hand and he fell to the ground. But nothing happened to him as he was hanging just 3 feet above the ground. He noticed the snake bite mark on his hand and he started running towards the village for help. As he moved closer, he fell and was unconscious. One of the villagers rescued him and took him to the hospital. John opened his eyes and realized that he was there. And he talked to himself and said, "God told me to leave the branch to save me from the snake, but I have not believed him, and yet still he saved me." The author writes, the moral of the story, that faith is a beautiful thing in our life to have. We do not have to believe in everything, but at the same time, we need to have trust in certain things. God sometimes lends his helping hand in one way or the other. We have to hold on to his hand and move forward. I wanted to share that story, as cute as it was, as a reminder that the 12 laws of God, these universal laws that I recapped on, cannot be annulled and changed. When we believe, when we accept, when we live out these laws, it doesn't matter where we are. Our trust and faith in God is unshakable. When we hear that still small voice guiding and directing us, we listen. Because we know that God will always, always, always lead us to that which is for our highest good. My science of mind reading is entitled Courting the Presence. The first quote is from Meister Eckhart, who says, The eye with which I see God is the same eye with which God sees me. The quote from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, says, the teaching of the mystics has been that there should be a conscious courting of the divine presence. The author writes, in the book I Am, The Power of Discovering Who You Really Are, Howard Falco writes, the greatest message of the universe is you matter. You are not who you think you are, but always so much more. This is true because we are one with the divine. Wherever we are and whatever is taking place in our lives, we are united with the power that created all that is. When we believe that, we know we matter. Ernest Holmes tells us we are spiritual beings right now, as immortal as we will ever be. We are living in God right now, and the nature of God is flowing through us right now. So when we seek guidance or comfort from what life is showing us, we don't need to search or look anywhere, but right where we are standing. We are never alone. Spirit is always with us. I find that to be a comforting thought. Eric Butterworth said, the activity of God is always seeking to heal you, to bless you, to fill your vessels with good. When you get yourself out of the way, the divine flow does its perfect work. When we are willing to put our egos aside and rely on the power within to bring loving and healing energy, we experience the wonder of spirit working in our lives. You don't need to force anything. Just relax and allow God to show you the way to peace, wholeness, love, and all the other wonders of life in spirit. Isn't this worth a try next time life hurts? After all you have to lose is pain and fear. That sounds like a really good deal to me. How about you? So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within for our reflective meditation this morning. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly. Inhale. Hold, gently, slowly release. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold, gently, slowly. Now affirm the following for yourself. I accept the fullness of life today. I cease weeping over the mistakes of yesterday and steadfastly behold the face, a of the great and divine reality. I know that every negative condition of the past is swept aside. Yesterday is no longer here. Tomorrow has not yet arrived. Today is God's day. Today is my day. Today, bright with hope and filled with promise, is mine. Today, my heart is without fear. I have implicit confidence in the good, the enduring, and the true. Today, I keep my consciousness steadfast with the realization that there is a spiritual power upon which I may rely. I turn resolutely to that divine source that knows no confusion, to that spiritual center that knows no fear. The spirit is not afraid of anything. The divine has no enemies. The spirit knows no opposites. Consciously, I draw close to my divine center and feel the warmth of its presence. I enter into a faith made perfect through love and confidence, acknowledging good in all my ways, desiring only good for others. I rest in calm assurance. I open my consciousness to the realization that all the power and presence there is clothes me in its eternal embrace, that the spirit forever imparts its life to me. I believe in my destiny because I know that the law of good is operating through me. I have confidence in the future and enthusiastic expectation of good things to come. I accept the fullness of life in this moment. Take a deep breath in as you allow those powerful words to resonate within your being. And as we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything and anyone who is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is spirit, the life force, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Mother, Father, God, Thou who art beyond all the names and labels we choose to call You, Thou who cannot be defined by the limiting thoughts and ideas that we have about You, as we consciously come into communion with You this morning, affirming, believing, accepting that Your law cannot be annulled, that the universal laws that we have shared and spoken and reflected over are unchanging and unchangeable because you are unchanging and unchangeable. These laws are so we can understand how we maneuver and navigate through life. Not in conflict, but in cooperation with these laws. Mother, Father, God, I know that you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health and that we experience the wonders and joys and the abundance of blessings that have been prepared for us since the beginning of time. Let us release the doubts, the fears, the worries, the angst, and all the things that we dwell on that separate us from you. Let us rest in your everlasting arms, knowing that your laws cannot be undone, that they are immutable and that they are unchanging. Let us look beyond our human and earthly relationships and focus on cultivating our relationship with you, which is unchanging and unchangeable. You have said you have loved us with an eternal and everlasting love. And irrespective of the fact that we may not receive love, belief, and acceptance from those that we have loved and cherished, always, always, we're receiving that love from you. Mother, Father, God, always in this time of communion with you, we hold our world and all sentient beings in this circle of prayer. There is so much need. There is so much need that I cannot even list it all or name it all. But you who are the creator of all things, you who are the sustainer in life, you who are the giver of life, you who knows what to do and how to do it, we surrender this world and all its inhabitants to you, that your grace may fill us full and bless each and every need, condition, or situation. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. Let us do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm aloud, I am one with all that is. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm aloud, I am love expressing in human form. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that uplift and are positive. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm, I'm grateful for every blessing in my life. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and beliefs. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phones for our science of mind affirmation and our Buddhist reflection. Repeat after me, in this moment.
In this moment.
In this moment.
I quiet my mind.
I quiet my mind.
And rest in spirit.
And rest in spirit.
I know we are one.
I know we are one.
And all I ever need.
And all I ever need.
To live a life of wonder.
To live a life of wonder.
And majesty.
And majesty.
And majesty.
Resides right where I am.
Resides
right where I am.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed.
Yes. Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed,
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone,
if I have hurt or harmed anyone,
knowingly or unknowingly, in first thought, word, or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed,
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful. May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, ignore all who wish to dim your light. So my closing benediction as we continue with the various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, above us and all around us, may your unspeakable name be revered. Here on earth, may your kingdom come. Here on earth, may your will be done as it is in heaven. Give us today our bread for today, and forgive us our wrongs as we forgive those who wrong us. Lead us away from the time of trial, but liberate us from the evil. For the kingdom is yours and yours alone, and the power is yours and yours alone, and the glory is yours and yours alone. Amen. So my closing song is one of my favorites from a very, very long time ago. It's entitled Every Day. It's by Darwin Hobbs and Michael McDonald. Enjoy.
Thank you, Ingrid.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Darren Hobbs and Michael McDonald, every day His mercy is in you. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and wonderful Sunday and a week to follow until we come together again next Sunday for Dr. Ing's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.